Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, fabulouser by the day, so we very much appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation and Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. Welcome on board. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here, Mark.
Yeah, appreciate all your updates, keeping us informed on all these good things. And you brought one of your good colleagues in help when it comes to forward thinking and good guidance and making things grow and bloom in and around the Lewisburg area. Ellen Ruby is back, Executive Director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mark.
Thank you so much for coming in. Very, very much appreciate it. All right, let's start out with this Lewisburg downtown study. It's an obsession for me as to when the meeting will happen. I don't know if anybody else is as worried as I am.
I think there's a lot of sort of uncertainty about when the meeting is, but also certainty that it's happening and it's sort of progressing. Basically, there had been hope of having the meeting and, in fact, the entire project wrapped up much earlier, but there were some things that delayed. We didn't get permission to do cores, like drill holes and remove them from parts of the street from PennDOT until August. So that was well after we were hoping to be done. And so all of that, you know, putting together the report and then sort of conferring with PennDOT about the results is what we hope to do before the public meeting, so that we have a public meeting that's not all about give this to PennDOT. You know, what does PennDOT think about this? We want to have that as part of the meeting. All I can report is things are progressing. It's a very comprehensive report, as you know, you can remember from how we were rolling it out. We were really leaving no stone unturned, or, as it turns out, chunk of asphalt.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and the core study, sound samples, monitoring at intersections, traffic flows, business interviews, and that kind of thing, all part of this. It almost seems strange that they'd be able to do it even by next month. Am I expressing that right?
Well, I think that I would say the initial timeline was very ambitious. At this point, we're ready to wrap it up and move on to the next phase. So I think we're actually in good shape. Now it's one of those matters of, oh, when is the borough council meeting and when is the fire hall free, or, you know, maybe the campus theater, and just making sure we can do everything in, you know, critical path order to get a presentation together.
Right, well, to be continued. When it comes time for more announcements, maybe by this time next month, you'll know a ton about what's going to happen.
Well, and I know there are some people like, is interest dropping off? But like you said, it's like, if you're interested in this, there's no deviation in your interest. It's just you may be anxious to hear about it, but it's not like you're not interested because you haven't heard anything recently. It's still an urgent issue.
You're interested, Alan?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is something we're going to keep following this. Well, thanks for all your updates. Appreciate that. This has just been a real community and civic and geologic and audible effort to make sure that this study's done right. And citizens and businesses are primarily paying for it. So
that's right.
They want to make sure they get their money's worth. Not that municipalities don't care how their money's spent, but these are individuals that might not be used to some of these goings on, so they want to make sure it's done right. All right, so Lewisburg Downtown Study to be continued. Boy, have we got an announcement, a fall festival coming up in Lewisburg. Now, we know the Unpaved is coming back, so we're going to get lots of details on that, but the fall festival will coincide with that next month.
That's correct. Saturday, October 12th from noon to 5 down at Hoofnagle Park, we will be holding a Lewisburg Fall Festival, and it's truly a partnership event. We're working with Unpaved, working with Walk It, Bike It Lewisburg, the Lewisburg Children's Museum. Everyone's involved, so we're really excited about this. Live music by Blue River Spell. We have dozens of craft vendors. We have exhibitors that are connected to the Unpaved cycling event. And the registration packets will be available on Saturday morning, or on Saturday from noon to 5 in the park for Unpaved as well.
All right, so folks are going to want to pay attention to this because Hufnagle Park is going to be the place to go when the unpaved event is underway. So this will be something for more, well, basically everyone else to participate in addition to the unpaved folks.
Yeah, so it's actually the whole weekend, and so the people are trying to... Unpaved itself is a full day. Like, they, you know, the first... starting group wave is at 6 a.m., and then there are people who ride until almost 9 p.m. So that will be all day Sunday, the 13th. And so we have some activities related to that starting on Friday. And so the Fall Festival is the Saturday main event. We've also got Walk It, Bike It is doing some community rides that both unpaved participants and the community are invited to participate in. And then we're doing during the Fall Festival, at the Fall Festival, a bike rodeo for kids in the Hufnagle Park parking lot, the upper parking lot. That's 1 to 3 during that same event. Like Ellen said, the Children's Museum will be there with a woolly worm petting zoo at the Fall Festival. And then all day Sunday, you know, the race starts, and there'll be activities and celebrations at the Miller Center, which is the starting point and the ending point for the race. They have all sorts of stuff. Yeah, Mark, you've commented on the names for everything. We have unpaved, we have ungraveled with a G in parentheses
for Friday night.
For pub crawl Friday night. We have done paved after you've finished riding on gravel all day on Sunday. And then we're also doing a post unpaved ride. That's not branded as nicely because I did that.
That's an after ride.
Yeah, an after ride on Monday morning. Locally, they're like our schools are in session and everything, but it is a bank holiday, and many people who will be coming from all over the country for the event do have that Monday off. So some of them may still be around, and we're going to do another community bike ride that morning.
I see. Okay. And what's that called? A re-ride or something like
right,
that?
Right, right. I think you said after ride. It works well.
After ride.
Okay. It'll just be like 24 miles, which is a big change from the actual unpaved event, which has everything from 30-mile to 120-mile options.
Well, yeah, even 30 is more than most folks do, and 24 is sort of the upper limit of sort of the recreational riders around.
Right,
there.
And so this could be an introductory recreational ride. Riding with a group will ride 24 miles. It is on roads, but in general, they're not like, you know, massively busy roads. There are a few spots where you have to, on that one, you actually have to cross Route 45, but actually if the bridge is still out, I don't know if the bridge will still be out by then. There's almost no one on that stretch of 45 at the moment. And it's only, you can actually see how far you have to ride. You arrive at 45, you have to ride along it for about 200 yards, and then you turn off it.
Where's their bridge out on 45 now?
So if the closure is at Chillisquaut Creek, that bridge being reconstructed, I'm pretty sure last time I was there, it was still a whole bunch of rebar.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. The one that's east of Montana. Yeah,
yes.
I always think of Union
right.
County.
No.
I don't get over to Northumberland County enough for bike riding. Okay, fabulous. All right, so to be continued, we'll have more details coming about that as time goes on. And we'll have more details about the Fall Festival, the Friday Ungraveled. And Sunday's Unpaved event and Monday's Reride. And so we'll talk about those, the after ride. We'll talk about those in greater details at 7:40 this morning. So we'll get more about that coming up. While we still have our audience in a couple of minutes, I want to mention that your river cleanup at this moment is still set for this Saturday.
That's right. We're doing our annual in-river cleanup where we actually don't just stay on the banks but do some wading, possibly boating, to capture debris and trash. We don't have any big caches of large debris, but there are several barrels we're hoping to get, and then just a sort of scattering of litter. Actually, some of the big breaks of fallen trees and that capture trash in the river, one of the big ones we'd been mining the last few years to pull out trash, washed away completely this summer, which means that it all wound up in the river and downstream. So we have to keep that in mind. We're going to sort of poke around a little upstream on Buffalo Creek.
All right. So the Susquehanna River, if folks want to participate, go to LewisburgNeighborhoods.org and you find all the details.
Yes, under Tired of Tires.
Oh, Tired of Tires. Oh, good. Yeah, how about that? And finally, the public paddle. Quick update there.
Sure. We kicked off our public paddle, which is sort of membership-based canoe and kayak access in Lewisburg through the Rivertown team. We kicked it off last month, and it is proving popular and interesting to people. There are just a few things you have to do. You can also go to our website and look for public paddle. Search for public paddle. There's a primary news post on it right now. You have to get a safety briefing. If you want to participate, anyone can participate. You get a safety briefing, sign a liability waiver, and you need to either do 2 hours of volunteer time for us or give us $15, and then you can get access.
Oh, boy, I like the volunteer effort. If folks say they don't have that, then maybe they have the time to participate and help or just want to go that route, they can. Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager and Walk It Bike It Coordinator, and Ellen Ruby is here, Executive Director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. She has helped to piece together a fall festival that is set for Saturday, October 12th, so we're going to get more details about that coming up. An add-on festival this fall. So folks with a busy October are going to have something fun to add right in the middle of October. So to be continued. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Fabulous bumper music. We all stood up and danced around the table for a short time here. That was nice and upbeat. Thank you, Rob Center, a wonderful producer. We very much appreciate all his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, and Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. And Ellen Ruby is back, Executive Director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. I think we first interviewed the day you were crowned director, right? That was, what, about 5-6 months ago or so?
It was just almost a year.
Oh, no kidding. Yep. Oh, boy, time's marching on. Okay. Well, congratulations on that job. And I know you're doing a super job because we hear all kinds of things happening. Your website's super current. Lewisburg neighborhood, or LewisburgPA.com has all kinds of information. Well, folks may not realize it around here, but Unpaved has put Lewisburg on the map again this year. 800 participants going to be participating in the basically kind of off-road bicycling event that is centered around the Miller Center and all points east and west of there. So we're going to talk about that. Let's start out with the Unpaved events. Kind of walk us through that, and that'll morph directly into the Fall Festival.
Sure. So the Unpaved is really a major effort for our region. We're sort of trying to put ourselves on the map, like you said, bringing people from all over the country to go on our gravel roads, like our forest roads. Some of our unpaved country roads are really attractive to people. People say to me, why do they ride on gravel? And the answer is, the road, riding on regular roads isn't hard enough. Like, it's not difficult enough. They want more exercise than that. So they ride on gravel so that after, 8 hours of riding, they're actually tired.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's people who run on trails as though running isn't torturous enough.
Yeah.
You have to have, loose, wet grass and every other thing.
Well, so on the one hand, it's harder. It's also beautiful, and we do have that to offer. And in fact, the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau is one of the primary sponsors of this event. They're really, trying to showcase our landscape and make sure people know about it all around the country.
Go ahead and list sponsors of Unpaved, and then we're going to take it day by day, if you don't mind, please.
Okay, certainly. Well, the Fall Festival is being sponsored by Wise Markets, the PPNL Foundation, and Midpen Engineering, and we're really thankful to them for sponsoring that event and being part of that whole weekend, the Unpaved weekend.
All right. And other sponsors, if any, are noteworthy. We know the Miller Center qualifies as a sponsor because of accommodating you, and maybe they're putting out money, too.
Well, absolutely. It is, as we had talked about earlier, a real collaboration. The Lewisburg Children's Museum, Walk It, Bike It Lewisburg, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, the Miller Center, Unpaved, and of course the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau have all been working. We've been meeting together and meeting monthly to work on this whole weekend since the beginning of the year.
Right, and for the Unpaved specifically, there's also sort of a host of sponsors that are national. We have, in addition to the ones that that Ellen just mentioned, we have Susquehanna Life, so that's regional. But then there's all these bike vendors and bike parts suppliers. There's a whole list on, there's like Salsa Adventure by Bike and Velocio and Chamois Butter and all sorts of Nittany Mountain Bikes, Purple Lizard maps. So, and a lot of those sponsors are actually going to be at the Fall Festival, so you'll be able to sort of sample their wares, find out what they're doing. They have a Stan's No Tubes, which is, you know, super, super durable bike wheels and stuff like that.
All right, so they will be at first at the Hoofnagle Park on the 12th for the Fall Festival.
Correct.
And then on the 13th, they'll be over at the Miller Center.
Yes.
Right, so folks like biking, boy, this is a place to go this week. Okay, so let's start with Friday the 11th, Ungraveled with a G in parentheses, and Unraveled is what maybe visiting some of the pubs may help you do, so please.
Certainly. So we're just putting together information on all the pubs, all the places where you can go and have a beverage, an adult beverage, on Friday night. It'll include what kind of entertainment is going on at those locations and what the specials are as well.
And good food at all of these places.
Absolutely.
So that's the Friday night Ungraveled event that takes place as part of this. Then Saturday, you got a little festivity planned.
Saturday we do. So that is our Fall Festival. It is noon to 5. We've talked about so many different events, the bike rodeo for kids and adults, children's activities from the Children's Museum, including a woolly worm petting zoo. We are planning a winter weather prognostication.
The woolly worm lives.
Woolly worm winter weather prognostication. Yes, the woolly worm lives. And Mike Glazer will be there, one of the original woolly worm folks, to help us with that. All kinds of food and beverages will be available, and lots of vendors. There's just going to be a lot going on and a lot of fun happening, as well as live music by Blue River Spell.
Oh, good. Super. Well, super. We know that band is just fabulous. Some of the best musicians congealed into one group, so that's super. Woolly Worm Prognostication is part of that kids' festival, and of course there'll be food, and the music will be there, and it just sounds like a great event.
Yeah, the kids' activities are more focused on we're doing the Woolly Worm Petting Zoo and then also a bike rodeo. And so the bike rodeo is really, you know, anyone can participate. It's sort of targeted for 12 and under, but we in the past have found that grown-ups like to try it too. We will have loaner bikes available actually for kids because especially if Unpaved people are bringing their families, their kids may not have their bikes with them, so there will be bikes available to try to use, thanks to Earl's Bike Shop for that.
All right, yeah, we've got to get Earl's. Earl's probably your biggest supporter, I would have to assume.
Well, so for Walk It, Bike It, yes. Unpaved, it's a regional effort, so.
Right, they're global sponsors, thousands of dollars of support coming in from those individuals. Well, Earl's probably contributed thousands of dollars over the years as well. Okay, so that's the Saturday event. Then Sunday is Unpaved. Let's start at the beginning and explain what Unpaved is, because I'm not sure folks realize just how big it is.
Sure. So there's four starting waves. They start at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and 9 a.m., and they'll be riding four different lengths. So as you mentioned, the competitive lengths are all filled. So that's the 120-mile ride, 90-mile ride, which I think they call the proper. And then
that's
54 mile ride might be plenty.
No,
yes.
Proper.
And then they have a 30 mile, which is they call it fun paved, and it's just sort of a test. You can still register for the 30 mile if you want to try it. And the basic idea is actually for Unpaved, you start at the Miller Center. They will embark from there, although the official time starting line isn't until after you get past some of the major road crossings. And then they ride out, partway out the rail trail, cut off onto our regional country roads and off up into Bald Eagle State Forest. And depending on the length of your ride, you may sort of barely get to Bald Eagle State Forest, or you might get well into it. In fact, the 120 milers are riding past Coburn at one point in the afternoon. You know, so it is quite an outing. They really get to see and experience a lot of our local landscape in ways that we don't necessarily see it ourselves, whether we're in a car when we do it, or we just don't do it all at once. You know, they're really spending time in that landscape. They like the hilliness of it, right, because it's great exercise. Oh, there's a huge amount of what you call vertical climb. Over the course of the 120 mile, it's something like 2 miles of vertical elevation change, both gain and loss. People do say that it's actually harder to ride Pennsylvania for the hills than it is out west. Out west, you just sort of go up, 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 up the mountain, and then down. And here, you go up and down and up and down and up and down.
Okay, right, absolutely. Okay, so that's Sunday's event, 800 participants yes. altogether. Still room for local individuals who want to do the shorter...
For the shorter stride, yeah. If you just want to try the 30-miler, you can still sign up on the unpavedpennsylvania.com website.
Okay, so unpavedpennsylvania.com, the website to go to, as many, many, many people are going to do. And that'll be all centered around the Miller Center. So if somebody wants to just go out and see the spectacle that it is, that's the place to go.
Yes. In terms of, you could watch them starting, that, you know, they're actually, there are these waves of riders in the morning. And then there's sort of a quiet time, right? There's a lull while they're all off in the woods. The first of the fast riders will be getting back around 1. And then the Dunpave for, you know, the finishing party is later that afternoon and on into the evening. I think it goes through late evening at the Miller Center. So you can check those things out on Sunday if you want. I would either check out the start or sort of come for the late afternoon for Dunpaved. There's also ways you can participate if you don't want to either ride or just hang out. You can also help by volunteering. They have people helping at water stations and, you know, different spots out in the woods. They need people. They ask you, you know, what's your superpower? Are you good at standing still? Standing in the woods by yourself? you know, or carrying things or driving around. You know, they need sort of schleppers and things like
that.
Right,
people to flag people at a corner to say, mm-hmm. hey, this is a corner, turn.
Yeah, there's a lot of signage involved, and most of that, you know, is already sort of in the planning, but they need additional people, so you can also sign up to do that on the website.
All right, so that is Unpaved, unpavedpennsylvania.com, national event. Folks are going to be here with $10,000 bicycles and riding 120 miles and just having a fabulous time, spending some time and some money in our area, to be perfectly frank about it, so we appreciate that. The start and stopping location is the Miller Center there. LewisburgNeighborhoods.org is Samantha's website. That's super important, and LewisburgPA.com is the website for the to get everything that's about the downtown and the many activities. Well, believe it or don't, we're out of time. So you visited Minneapolis, where there's a huge amount of discussion and infrastructure that relates to bikes, so we're going to have to put that on next month's calendar.
Okay, I'll take a rain check.
Yeah, sorry. Well, we're up against the top of the hour, so we're going to have to move on. But very, very much appreciate both of our guests today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator, and Ellen Ruby, the Executive Director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership.